We are learning Masechtas Makos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top the first words of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Om Rav Yud Amar Rav, Nidui Al Tnai Tzara Chafara. If someone puts himself in Techerim, or someone else puts him in Techerim, Ayidei Tnai Tzara Chafara, and needs a Chafara, and even though there was a Tnai, and the Tnai was Mekuyim, which means that he only wasn't going to Nidui if he doesn't do the specific thing, and he does it, still, he needs hafara, and if not, a nidu will be mekuyim. Menolam, Yehuda, the chsev, it says Yehuda, the Yehuda promised Yaakov Avinu that he'll bring back Yosef, he'll bring back Binyamin alive. And he says, if I don't bring it back, then, and we know, Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he stood up for Binyamin, and he saved Binyamin. And still, what happened afterwards? He still was benidu. Like, where do we see that? It says, Vamra Shulman Achmeini. What's on the pasuk? It says in the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Klal Yisrael. It says Yichi Ruvin v'Yamos, and the next shevet is Zois LeYehuda. And what's the order? Ruvain to Yehuda. L'chayra, it shouldn't be one after another. Ruvain to Yehuda. It says Yichi Ruvin v'Yamos v'Misam Espar v'Zois LeYehuda v'Yemar. And also, what's Lashon v'Zois? So the Gemara darshins from both. First of all, the smichus Ruvain to Yehuda, and also v'Zois LeYehuda. It means like this: Kol oisam mem shana shal Yisrael b'midbar at smoysav shal Yehuda hoyu megugolim ba'oren. Like Rashi brings down, besides for Yosef had tzaddiks at somos, all the at somos of all the brothers were all brought along with them from Mitzrayim to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, and all the at somos that were all the aroinus, all the shvatim, were not moving around; they were in one place. Shildan kayim, their skeleton was whole and complete. Mashenkin Yehuda. They were megugolim. They were rolling around. They weren't complete. So kol oisam mem shana shal Yisrael b'midbar smoysav shal Yehuda megugolim v'aron. Why? Because of the nidui that he said v'chatosil chol kol hayom. Because he said he's going to be in chayim if he doesn't bring the yamim back. Ach olam Moshe bikush l'rachmim until Moshe davened for Yehuda only for avenu shalolim. Mi goram l'ruven shiyoda. Who caused? Who was the impetus that Ruven was moida on his chait of switching the beds, switching the villa's beds for his mother Leah? Who caused Reuven to Maidan that chait? Yehuda. And Vezois to Yehuda, and this Yehuda gets Shema Hashem called Yehuda. So Hashem listened. All Ivaro Shafa, the Ivaro went back into place. Lo yavu kama ayleim sifter rakia. The bones are back in the place, but they still were not bringing, not letting him into the Mesifta de Rakia, into the yeshiva in Gan Eden. Vela amay tevienu, he davened var tevienu. Then Hashem brought him in. He couldn't talk and learning there. Bahadir Rabban, whatever else. Yodav Rav Loi. He davened Yodav Rav Loi. Lahir Yodav Fruki Kush. He couldn't answer a kasha on one of his pshatim, and he couldn't pass like him. Ve'ezim etzarav tia. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Ve'ezim etzarav tia. He should have a help from his enemies, from his tzarav, the one who's asking kasha on him. Akapanim, we see from the sugya here that even though it was a nidui al tnai, still it was makuyim, and therefore his bones were megugolim, and he was not let into Masifta Derekiah until Moshe Rabbeinu had a special tefillah to daven for Yehuda to bring him up out of the nidui. Now, it says in the Gemara that what caused Reuven to Maida on his chait? It was Yehuda. Yehuda was Maida on the chait with Tamar, and with that, Reuven learned from Yehuda and also Maida on his chait. Frank Taisvis, the other than saying the Medrash, and this is before even Yehuda was chayte, it says, Vayoshev Reuven el Abar, to see where Yosef is, and he saw Yosef wasn't there anymore. And the Medrash asks, where was he? B'shasta Mechira, Mechira's Yosef. Zok the Gemara that he was busy, Zok the Medrash, he was busy with his Yosef al Tainis Amai Sibila. So you see already he was doing tshuva from before Frank Taisvis. It wasn't after Yehuda. And for Taisvis is the second Taisvis, Yeshleimar, Mekamakam lehoide barabim ad maisa Yehuda. It wasn't moide barabim until the maisa of Yehuda. Zok the Gemara vayta, Abayaluhu. This halacha in our Mishnah that we learned that there are three Kahanim Gedolim which a Ritzach will return for. Kohen Gadol that's Meshuch Shana Mishcha, a Kohen Gadol that's Meruv Begadim, a Kohen Gadol that's Avar Meshichasa, and Yehuda adds on even Meshuch Mechama. What does it mean that the Mises Kohen Gadol lets him go out of Galus? About the Mises Kula Mechaiser, if you have all three of them at one time, they all have to die, and it's possible to have a Meruv Begadim at the same time as a Meshuch Shana Mishcha in a case where one, a Kohen Gadol took over a different Kohen Gadol, And in between them, it was Nignaz. The Shemesh was Nignaz. It was passed off all three. Do you need all three of them to die in order for him to go free? Or maybe one of them is enough. So more tries to make it right. Toshimai says the next Mishnah, the Nigma Adin of Loi Kohen Gadol, if you have a Gemara Din and there's no Kohen Gadol at that time, Eini Yotzei M'Shem Loilam. He can't go out because he doesn't have a Kohen Gadol to die and he'll go out. So therefore, he doesn't go out forever. Then Misa, if you could go out with a different Kohen Gadol, a different type of Kohen Gadol dying, or Meshuv HaChama, fear of Yehudah, Misa, Lehad Devahanach. And the world with the Lekka. There was no other Kohen Gadol, only one, and here we didn't have any Kohen Gadol whatsoever, therefore Eini Yotzei Loilam. And halacha lemaisa, it seems like we paskin that mimesis echamhem is enough because maybe that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. I and the Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech, who talk about this. But lemaisa, it seems like we paskin even mimesis echamhem they will go out free. Zokta nu Mishnah, Mishnah Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol. If after you got a Gemara Din a verdict, you have to go into Galus. Before he even went to Galus, the Kohen Gadol dies. The halach is, he goes free. Mishnah Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol Reza Enigayla is not going to Galus. Im Achle Nigmar Dinoi Meis, if it was before Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol died, Uminu Acha Tachtav, and then they pointed a new one, Ul Acha Meka Nigmar Dinoi, and then he had a Gemara Din, Chazab Misasa Shosheni, he goes back with the Misa of the second Kohen Gadol. And we'll see in the Gemara why, because we know the Kohen Gadol's Misa is what makes him goes back, is because it was a tiny on the Kohen Gadol that he didn't daven for the dar. And the same thing goes if there's a Gemara Din in his days as well. Even though the actual murder didn't happen in his days, but if the Gemara Din happened in his days, it's also a tiny. He should have davened that the Gemara Din should come out differently. We'll talk about it in the Gemara a little bit. But that's only if such a case. But in a case, like the next case, where Nigmar Dina Beloy Kohen Gadol, and then they point the Kohen Gadol afterwards, so there, the halacha is any yaitzei la'olam, and the reason is because there you can't say it's the fault of the Kohen Gadol because the murder didn't happen in the time of the Kohen Gadol and the Nigmar Dinah didn't happen to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol came pointed afterwards. So why should he die for this einish? He had nothing to do with either the murder or the Gemara Din. So Nigmar Dinah Kohen Gadol or Vahir Kohen Gadol, which is the same type of halacha, killed the Kohen Gadol and they don't point a new Kohen Gadol for the Gemara Din. The Kohen Gadol Shaharag or the Kohen Gadol himself that killed. You take away from his post, they didn't point the new Kohen Gadol. All these cases, the person does not leave Golos forever because we don't have a Kohen Gadol to die to be mechaper on this person. When someone's in the Ari Mikla, even if it's a mitzvah to say Eidus, I'll say Eidus Achaydus. You don't go after that. Leila is Mamun. Not for Mamun. Leila is Nefashis. Not for Eidus Nefashis. Any type of Eidus. They don't go out. They cannot leave. They cannot leave the Ari Mikla for anything. Even Kaiso needs this person. And we need him to leave Golas if we need him. He's not allowed to leave Golas. And if he leaves Golas, someone can kill him. Even a head general, does not leave Golas unless the Kohen Gadol dies. And we dash from the word Shama. Kubi says in the Pesukim three times the word Shama. It says, Ashenos Shama v'Yosheva Amid Kohen Gadol Shema Shach, and it says in the Mefarshim says three times Shama. So we derish from that Shama Shamte Dirasa, that's where he has to live forever. Shamte Misasa, that's where he'll die, and Shamtehei Kurasa, that's where he'll be buried. Now Kashem Sheir Kelet, that's just like the ear protects him from the Goyal Adam. Kach Tchuma, the radius of 2,000 amos around the city also protects him. Kach Tchuma Kelet. If the guy leaves the tchum, and the girl adam finds him, it's a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone else has a reshus. Reshus b'yad girl adam. Kiva says no, it's a reshus, not a mitzvah to girl adam. And every other person is like a chayiv misa if they kill him. There is a girsa in the Rishonim, and the Goyim brings down the girsa also. But it's not even a reshus, it's usher for them. For Adam to kill this Ritzach. So Rabbi basically said it's a mitzvah to kill Adam and a reshus b'agam, not also. Any other person could kill him also. Kiva says reshus b'agam Adam, and every other person is also, and it's a shayla l'gir, so if it's chayiv misa on that or not. So to Gemara, my time, what is the reason if after Gemara Din, before he even went to Golis, if the Kohen Gadol dies, a reza in a girl, what's pshat? My time abaya kavachayim. Mam misha gola kvar. He's ready in Golas. He's ready muchzik as someone in Golas. Mishigala. Kfar Yotza. He goes out from the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. Achso, Mishloi Gala. If he didn't even go to Galas yet, and didn't Shloi Yigla, if he shouldn't go to Galas because of Mrs. Kohen Gadol? Afraid to Gemara. But Dilma, what kind of Kalkheim is that? Galas is much better. If he's in Galas already, I understand why he goes out free because he already did some time. He didn't do some time. But Dilma, hide the Gala, Ichmerle. He had a Kapara. Hide the Gala, hide the Gala, Loi. Like here, he didn't do Galas. Maybe he doesn't go out with the Kohen Gadol. What kind of Kalkheim is that? And the Gemara, no. The Gauls come Paris. Mises Koyin is the Mechaper. The Misa of the Koyin is Mechaper. And therefore it's a Kavachimer. If not even Gauls, you have a short Misa of the Koyin is Mechaper. Now, Tosis is bothered. Tosis the Maschal Midi. That's a first Gemara that Bezim and Bez that Gauls is Mechaper. So Tosis Tema. Ein Chanami, Medomar Preparish Mechilton, Heim Shaloi Osu Maisa, Liglu Kehechet Havelo Kapara. Alma Gaulus Mechaper. See, Gauls is Mechaper. And for Tosis, that you're right that the Yeshlema the Hacha Kaparo lefoit from Megalos Kamar the path from Megalos the Boyle Melef the Mishloi Gola Adayin the Mises Koyin Gola Toil lefoit from Megalos Mekavachaymer Hilkam Hashani Midi Golos Mechaperes Mises Koyin Gola Mechaperes. What does that mean? Perish Miftero Megalos the Ptur from Megalos. I feel Loi Gola El Yom Echad. The Raya is that it's not amount of time that pathes you from Golos. It's all taught in the Koyin Gadol. Har Raya, if you go to Golos one day, Koyin Gadol dies, you go out, and or 100 days, it makes no difference. He's saying like this: Avada kapara really is the galus, but lemaisa there's a new tour of galus called misas koyin gadol. Misas koyin gadol is not totally in time. Her rai is it makes sense how long you're there at, in galus. The misas koyin gadol still does it. That's what it means. Do you think it's the galus that's mechaper? Which means part of you, it's not the gullus, not the mount of gullus that's part of you, it's the Kohen Gadol that's part of you. So therefore, there's a good Kavachimer. You're not muchzik to be in gullus yet, of course Kohen Gadol will part of you from gullus. If he can part you while you're there, for sure, when you're not there yet. So I'll think about it. I'm actually Nigmar Dinah. How do you know that if there's a Kohen Gadol before Gemar Din, but after the Ritzicha, but before the Gemar Din, then it's telling the Mises Kohen Gadol? How do you know? Noamil Amrav Kana Dama Kral says, V'yoshav ba ad, he should sit there in the Ari Miklot, V'yoshav ba ad Mois HaKoyen HaGadol, Asher Moshach Oysoi V'Shem HaKoydesh, that he was Moshachim V'Shem HaKoydesh. And the Gemara's question is, V'chihu Moshach, did he give the Kohen Gadol Mashicha? So what does that mean, Moshach Oysoi? El Zeh Shenimshach V'Yamav, that you see from this pasuk that someone, he's Moshach V'Yamav, which means he's Moshach after he became a Ritzayach already, before the Gemara Din, the halacha is that you Mois Kohen Gadol pates him. Afraid the Gemara, why should Kohen Gadol have to die because of this? Ma'av L'Meva, what should have you done? So the Gemara here, L'Vakash Rachmim, she yigmar dinar l'schos. Should have davened that the Gemara Din should come on l'schos, v'loi b'kash, and ask for that. Afraid the Aruch Hanea, what do you mean? He should daven that Bez make a mistake. Obviously, Bez did not make a mistake, and Paskin needs Chayav Golos. They should have daven that they make a mistake in the Gemara Din. What's going on over here? Emvedar Archanel, I read you his lashon. He says, Havelil Spal al Zeh, Sheimchal Kodesh Baruch Hu Chet Aretzeach. Ve'ein, and there'll be, Ve'oz, Yatim and Adin, Lev Hadayonim, Ligmar Dina Lishchus. Hashem should have orchestrated that he has a Mechila. And the daven that he has mechila. Once he has mechila, Hashem will orchestrate that the bezdin will make a mistake and make him zakai, because taka is really zakai, and it won't really be a mistake because he really has mechila. That's what he should have daven for. He should have daven that he has mechila, and then bezdin would change. It's a very good question. L'chayra, what's going on? Davening for yiskor b'din, l'yiskor b'din. Okay, don't worry about it. I'm gonna buy it. Naktinon, we have a kabbalah halacha lemaisa nigmar dinoi umeis malichin es asmois of l'sham. Let's say it was nigmar dinoi. And then he himself died. What happened was, he himself died. He himself died before he had a chance to go into Galus. It means the Ritzach. Ritzach died before he had a chance to go into Galus. So what do you do now? So we have a Kabbalah that Malichim is Atzmois of L'Sham. We bring his Atzmois, we bring his bones, his body, we bring it to Egel Arufa and bury it. Even though Bechayim, he did not land up in the Ari Miklot, in the Lam Ari Miklot, but we bring his bones and his body, we bury them in the Ori Miklot. That's the Maseri had its B'Dayim. The Chesiv, it means right from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Shuv L'Shevavs Ba'aretz Ad Moise Koyin. What's also Ba'aretz? Ezu Yeshiva Shiva Aretz. Which Yeshiva is in the ground? Havayim Ezu Kvura. You see our idea of Revis and Pasuk, the idea of Kvura for the Ritzach. Zok the Gemara, Tanam, a little different case. mace, koyim shemace, kohen gadol, let's say he dies in the Ari Mikla before kohen gadol dies. So halacha is when the kohen gadol dies, he goes free. So malichin atzmoisov, akivri avoisov. They bring his atzmois to kivri avoisov. The chsiv yoshuv aritzech says, v'achare mois kohen gadol, yoshuv aritzech aritzech uzasai. Ez yeshiva, shiva aritzech uzasai, v'mizek kfura. It's like two opposites a little bit. If he dies here before he went to Galus, they bring him to Galus, bury him in Galus. If he already was in Galus, and he dies before kohen gadol dies, and kohen gadol dies, they bring his bones and bury him in his regular kfura, in his regular makan kfura, by kfura's office. Zot the Gemara Vaitem. It says like this. Nigmar Dinai, let's say there's a Gemara Din, and then they had a Kohen Gadol, so they had to wait for the Kohen Gadol to die. He's in Galus. And what happened was that the Kohen Gadol got disqualified. It turned out he was never, he was really a pastor. V'nase Kohen Ben Grusha Mechlutza. This Kohen Gadol turned out he was a Ben Grusha Mechlutza. He was really a Chol. He couldn't be a Kohen Gadol. So there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is that he never was a Kohen Gadol. So it's Ke'ilu, someone is Nigmar Dinai Beloy Kohen Gadol. What's that halacha? He has to go out La'olam. Or you look at it that right now he's dying. He's a Kohen Gadol till now, and right now when we find out his apostle, he died right now, and he goes out free. That's the machlokes. Nigmar Dinai Nas Kohen Gadol, Ben Grusha Rechlutza, Pligi Bar, Rav Avraham, Rav Yisrael Nafcha, Chad Ava Mesa Kahuna, that it's like there was never a Kohen Gadol at all, and therefore he never goes. Mesa Kahuna means like he died. And it's like he had a Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol died, he goes out free. The Chanama Batla Kuna, it's like never was a Kohen Gadol in the first place, and it's like Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. That's the Machloikis here of Ami of Yitzhak Nafcha. Zok Demara, maybe this Machloikis is telling something else. A similar Machloikis. Leim Plukta Dorav Lez Rabbi Shua, come and forget it. Now, look at the Mishnah. Let's say he made the Makagam Mizbeach. The Kohen was doing Avodah, being Makagam Mizbeach, and you find out, Benoida Shu Ben Grusha Mechalutza. You find out that he's a Chol. He never knew about it. All of a sudden, Edom came in and said his parents are Ben Grusha. His father, the Kohen, married a Grusha. Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Kol Kabonis, Shehikar, Psulim. Anything he was Makar is possible. Rabbi Shua, Machshir. Rabbi Shua says, only goes with Kan Labah. From now on, he's a Chol. Anything till now is kosher. So, very good smack. Mandama Mesa, it's Rabbi Shua. It's like now and on. And it's like the Kohen will die now. Therefore, he goes free. Mandama Batla. What Rav Lezer says is all the kabbalas are a freya bottle, so that's like batla. Rav Lezer, it never was a kohen gadol. Think about it, like a kohen gadol. Mamish same achleikus. So the Gemara, you have right. Aliba the Rav Lezer, kulam loy pligi. Rav Lezer holds that my freya's bottle avada. It's not considered mesa. He has to hold that it's batla kuna, not mesa kuna, because you can't say it's like the kohen gadol now. He never was a kohen gadol. So you have to hold batla kuna. So Rav Lezer clearly he has to hold batla kuna. But it could be in Rav Yeshua, who says by Ben Grusha Chalutza, who brought a carbon, it's kosher, it's only possible Mekan La'aba, he could stim with both Mandi Amrim. So the Mark, Kipliga, leave Rav Yeshua. Mandama Mesa, that's like a Kohen Gadol died now, that's Rav Yeshua, very good shmak. Mandama Batla, says by Legavi, Ori Mikla. It's like you never had a Kohen Gadol. He could still stim Rav Yeshua. Ad kalakam Rav Yeshua by carbon that it's kosher. Hashem mechsev Baruch Hashem cheloi feil yodav tirtza. And we darshan Baruch Hashem cheloi afilu chalam shavoi the pal yodav tirtza. The avoda will be very good. But dafik by avoda. V'halcha afir Rav Yeshua moida. It's not by avoda. The gabe or in miklot he'll be moida that there never was a kohen gadol. Which means like this. We have a machlokes if the kohen gadol turns into a apostle. Is it like Mesa and the guy goes free, or it's like no, never was a kohen gadol? So fear of the Yaza definitely was never a kohen gadol. Even the Gabi Kabonis, we look at Mafreya as apostle. Fear of Yeshua says Mafreya Kabonis a kosher. It's a shail if it's dafka by Kabonis, or by all things you could say that he was always a kohen. It's only a kohen la'aba that is considered apostle a kohen.